Live from NPR News in Washington, I'm Shea Stevens. President Biden and China's leader Xi Jinping are set to meet on the sidelines of the APEC summit today in San Francisco. As NPR's John Ruwitch reports, Biden says that his goal is the resumption of normal communications between the world's leading economies.
This meeting's expected to run several hours. They have a ton of things to talk about. But in terms of concrete outcomes, China has been mum. The Biden administration has downplayed the idea that there's going to be any kind of big blockbuster deals or anything like that. So both sides are trying to manage expectations. That said, you know, it's possible that military-to-military dialogue will start to resume sometime soon. That was suspended after then-House Speaker Nancy Pelosi visited Taiwan last year.
NPR's John Ruwitch reporting. House lawmakers have approved a two-step continuing resolution to avert a government shutdown this weekend. More than 200 Democrats joined 127 Republicans to get the measures passed. If approved in the Senate and signed by President Biden, the temporary spending plans will keep government funding funded into the beginning of next year. Thousands of U.S. auto workers are rejecting the tentative contracts between their union and Detroit's Big Three carmakers. Details from NPR's Andrea Hsu.
As a temporary employee at Stellantis, Jerry Coleman stands to get a huge raise under the new contract, doubling his pay by 2027. But after reading the fine print, he's distrustful that the company will actually follow through. He says the contract language is too weak and leaves too much in doubt. He's also unhappy that the new contract doesn't include some of the benefits that the UAW agreed to give up years ago, including retiree health care.
We end up breaking down our bodies for these companies, people coming out with back problems, carpal tunnels, messed up ankles and feet. But then when they retire, they have nothing.
Coleman says he's definitely voting no when his plant votes this week. Andrea Hsu, NPR News.
Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu is responding to his Canadian counterpart on social media. This after Canadian Prime Minister Justin Trudeau urged Israel to protect civilians in the war against Hamas. From Toronto, Dan Karpinchuk has more.
Speaking in British Columbia, Trudeau said the killing of civilians must stop, adding that the human tragedy unfolding in Gaza is heart-wrenching, especially around the Al-Shifa hospital. Doctors there say the hospital has run out of fuel and patients are beginning to die. On social media, Netanyahu responded to Trudeau, telling him it is not Israel that is targeting civilians, but Hamas that has, quote, beheaded, burned, and massacred them. He says Israel is offering civilians humanitarian corridors and safe zones, but Hamas is using hospital facilities as cover for its fighters. Trudeau said the price of justice cannot be the continued suffering of all Palestinians. For NPR News, I'm Dan Karpinchuk in Toronto.
U.S. futures are higher in after-hours trading on Wall Street. This is NPR News. State police in Ohio say a fiery crash has claimed at least six lives and left 18 others injured. The mishap occurred on Interstate 70 east of Columbus Tuesday. Matthew Rand with member station WOSU reports that the collision involved a semi-truck, a bus carrying dozens of students and their chaperones, and three other vehicles.
A Pioneer Trails charter bus was traveling with students Tuesday morning from Tuscarawas Valley Local School District going to the Ohio School Boards Association conference in Columbus. The bus was carrying more than 50 students and chaperones when the chain reaction crash occurred. Ohio Governor Mike DeWine expressed his condolences.
Let me just say that this is our worst nightmare when we have a bus full of children involved in a crash. And certainly is the worst nightmare that families can endure.
The Ohio State Highway Patrol continues to investigate. For NPR News, I'm Matthew Rand in Columbus.
Tensions remain high on Capitol Hill. California Congressman Kevin McCarthy is denying claims that he elbowed a Republican colleague in the back on Tuesday. Tennessee Congressman Tim Burchett claims McCarthy shoved him while Burchett was being interviewed by NPR's Claudia Grisales. Over in the U.S. Senate Tuesday, Senator Mark Wayne Mullen challenged the head of the Teamsters Union to a brawl. That was during a hearing on how unions are helping working families. On Asia-Pacific, market shares are higher, up nearly 4% in Hong Kong and up 2.5% in Tokyo. This is NPR News.